Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The development in China, and I want to say this because it's very, very frequent. People go, well, you know, China's not so bad. And I agree, China not so bad, very fine people. People in every country are fine people. But people kind of overlook things and they think, well, you know, maybe communism is so bad. Maybe that's the boomers always fighting about communism back in the 60s and 70s and all that. It's not so bad in Venezuela, not so bad in Cuba, not so bad in China. Pretty bad in North Korea, but, you know, they're kind of strange. Well, let me tell you something about China. Tell you something about a guy named Sun Dawu. It's a great name, by the way. The guy's name is Sun. That's his first name, S-U-N. Last name is Dawu, D-A-W-U. He's a rural guy. He lives in rural China. And he and his sons and his brothers started a company called the Dawu Agricultural and Animal Husbandry Group. He's a farmer. But he's a sharp cookie. He put together some land and, you know, he's making it over there, doing pretty well. The Chinese government just sentenced him to 18 years in prison. And they criminally charged his two brothers and his two sons and disbanded his business and took everything he has. Why'd they do it? The indictment said it was for, quote, public disorder, agitating crowds against state organs, illegal fundraising, and unlawful occupation of farmland. Now, his company had been feuding with a state-owned farm nearby over some land. The Dawu Agricultural and Animal Husbandry Group and Sun Dawu and his two brothers and his two sons said, hey, that strip of land is ours. You know, we had it. And the state-owned farm said, no, it's now owned by the state. Okay, now that's a legitimate dispute. If that happened in rural Wisconsin, let's say it happened in a farm in near Clinton. I had a brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and brother-in-law who owned some farmland down around Clinton, lived in Clinton, Wisconsin, not too far from Beloit. Very good farmland down there. And they ran it and they leased out some land. Jack and Marlene Reeder, very good people. If they got in a land dispute with somebody, they go to court. They go to the Rock County Court. They go to Rock County Court and they bring a complaint and the other side would defend it and say, no, we own the land. And Jack and Marlene would say, no, we own the land. Judge would look at it. If there was a jury, there was a jury, and they'd figure out who owned the land. And that would be it. In China, Sun Dawu is now 18 years in prison, and the guy's 67 years old, so he's going to get out when he's 85. And his two sons and his two brothers, who are younger than he is, are also in the slammer. Now, I think it's important to understand that in a communist state, they will crush you. It may look superficially as if, well, you know, they try to do some good things here and there, but they will ultimately crush you. So any misty-eyed nostalgia by people on the left of the Democratic Party about Venezuela and Cuba has got to be reassessed. You've got to look at the reality of it. Yes, there are distortions in capitalism, and yes, there are distortions in the West. But everybody in the world does everything he can to get out and get to the West, preferably the United States, otherwise the UK, France, Canada, rest of Europe. And there's a reason for that. And one of the reasons is that they don't have happen to them what happened to Sun Dawu, what is happening to Sun Dawu and his two brothers and his two sons. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I'm still kind of stuck on the COVID situation. And Biden yesterday hit the ball out of the park, in my opinion, when he said, you know, they keep talking about freedom. Well, with freedom comes responsibility. But what really irks me is another buyout for these people. You know, we've had all these different incentive programs. So put it really simply, what if people were the first 5% of people that could prove they were the first 5% to get vaccinated just all of a sudden demand, oh, I want some money? you know, I want mine because I did what was right. You know, you're giving money away, like, you know, to people to do the right thing. I understand they got to do anything they can to get them. But what if all of us played this childish game that these people were playing? You know, I got to get something or else I won't do something. I just don't understand that mentality. What you're getting is safety for yourself and for your family and for people that, you know, are your friends and neighbors. But you won't do it unless you're paid. I don't follow it.
Yeah, Dick, you know, that is, yeah, and if I could get to the psychology of it myself, we'd have a cure here. But here's the deal. And in a lot of this is being engendered by national leadership. And by that, I mean, the governor of New Hampshire just signed a law that prohibited businesses and others in New Hampshire from requiring vaccines. You know, under the law right now, a company can order its employees, if they want to keep working there, to get the vaccine. And Houston Methodist, one of the big hospitals in Houston with 25,000 employees, it's a huge network, good hospital. They finally put out a requirement that all healthcare providers have to be vaccinated. Pretty reasonable. Doctors, nurses, you know, anesthesiologists, techs that work right around the operating table. Something like a little over 200 people refused. They gave them many chances and they fired them. And that is lawful. Now, my own belief is that if that ever gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, they'll draw a line with employees who deal with people, customers, especially in the healthcare industry, somebody who works only remotely in a hut somewhere and doesn't see anybody. But the truth of the matter is, it's very selfish of people not to get vaccinated. It's very stupid of them not to get vaccinated. And a lot of them will go, well, you know, I don't know how safe it is. Yeah, 500 million people have already had it, or 800 million, but that's not enough for me. And the truth of the matter is, it is very safe and it's essential. And with the Delta variant, if you do not get vaccinated and get that, you have a much higher, it's a really transmissible and highly, highly toxic version of the virus. You have a lot greater chance of going to a hospital and possibly on a ventilator and possibly dying. But what they're doing is, yes, they're infecting other people. And you can say, okay, well, the other people are vaccinated. Well, but what it does do is it gives a playing ground for the virus to mutate. 40% of this country is not vaccinated. 40%, we have 330 million people in this country. So 40% of 300 million is 120 million. Well over 100 million people have been vaccinated. That's a huge playground for a virus. A virus isn't thinking about mutating. A virus doesn't have intent or purpose. But if you give it enough of a playground to play in, it's just the mutations are going to happen randomly. And they have happened to come to the Delta variant. And now they say there's a Beta variant that's come up somewhere in Europe. And there are going to be others as well. And if you see the TV pictures of the virus, these little furry spikes coming off them, maybe one of them is going to have a furry spike that's half as big or twice as big or twist to the left or the right. Vaccine won't work, blah, blah, blah. It's very selfish not to get vaccinated. You're part of that playground for the virus to vaccinate. Dick, thanks for calling in. A great call. And it's very, very sad. And, you know, you have Republicans who are anti-vaxxers. You have Republicans who are anti-maskers, anti-social distancers, going to court to stop it. It is a party that is hurting the United States physically and helping to spread communicable disease, the Republican Party. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. That's why.